Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Timothy Dixon coming to you today from my home. I have a word from the Lord. The Lord visited me last night and spoke to me. Something that I feel is very encouraging. But before I do, the Lord has dealt me to read the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your power, and we thank you, Lord, for your ultimate gracious mercy on America and this country. Lord, I see you moving in such a great, great way. I've never beheld such a power, never felt such a word standing up in an hour like it is right now. Open up our ears and open up our eyes, our ears that we may be able to hear, and oh God, the eyes. Open up America's eyes, Lord. Everyone that's hearing and looking at the video, what I ask you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to begin in the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. Heart is heavy. Oh, Lamb of God, my heart. God, I feel such a burden and such a power. But this is the word of the Lord. The Lord came to me last night and told me to speak this. Tell it to America. Tell it to the world. Tell it to the leaders of this country. From the first chapter of Proverbs in the 24th verse. Because I have called and ye refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock you when your fear comes. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call me, but I will not answer. And shall they call me, call upon me, but I won't answer, because you wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen to the Lord then. He said, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. You know, he told Noah, he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. He told Noah to go out and build an ark, and at that point it didn't rain out of the heavens, and people thought that he had lost his mind. Over 120 years, Noah built a big ship to float on water. Till the time come one day that God, the Bible said, God shut the door and it started raining. Then everything that that man said up to that point, oh, it was so remembered then. God has given everyone a chance across this nation. And once again, God's revival power is going to ring across the world and give everyone a chance to repent and pray. But the Lord told me last night to tell the people, tell America, tell them that thus saith the Lord of heaven, that the whirlwind that was in my dreams, if you'll go back and look at the dream about the whirlwind and the man with the staff on the, and the seven rabbis on the porch and the woman in purple dress and the donkey's dyes, and the, if you go back and look at that, it talks about a whirlwind hitting that capital, and there was nothing left inside the capital. The people were gone. The Lord told me to tell you that in 30 days, in 30 days, within the 30-day period here, God is fixing to shake the leaders of this country. God is going to shake the leaders of the foreign countries that's come against the very liberty of the name of Jesus. You're not fighting against preachers. You've made fun of the prophets, and you've laughed to scorn people, and you look at people like me and you think it's some gimmick. He's out for money, or he's out to build him. I'm not out for money. I don't ask for money. I'm out to deliver a word to this nation. I'm out to try to snatch someone from hell before it's too late. God is going to put President Donald Trump back inside that office. There's an angel of death that's going to strike. I know one of the leaders that's way up there, and the leader way up there who passed with a heart attack. God's coming. You know, we look and we, so many preachers out there have said, well, God's grace is beyond all this that you're talking now. Why did Ananias and Sapphira die? Why'd they die in the New Testament? Ananias died at Peter's hand, Peter's word. Sapphira come in and they both agreed about an offering. Peter told her, said, the same men that carried your husband out will carry you out also. God's grace is for every man. His mercy is beyond compare. He'll reach out to anyone that'll just reach out to Him. But there comes a time that when you fight God and that you think that your evil is going to overcome, God's going to fight you. And what the Lord has told me, spoke this to me. This was not a dream. And that is why I'm so boldly on this video right now telling you that within 30 days, in the 30-day time frame, God's going to rattle the structure of the politics. God's going to visit people. That storm, that whirlwind is coming. It's going to blow up in there. The Lord is fixing to dissolve the people, some of the people. I see it. It's just, you look back at the dream, and when the whirlwind went in there, some of the people was snatched out by the whirlwind. And that's what's fixing to come. You're fixing to see the hands of God in a way that you've never seen. This is not about me. It's not about the men of God or the prophets or the people that is standing this hour. But the word that I speak to you today is the word from the Lord Jesus. It's time for us to stand and fight like we've never fought before. Revival, in the greatest sense that we've ever beheld in our eyes, is going to shake this globe. God is not going to allow. I've heard the people talk, and different preachers talking about that, how the natural is going on and the Supreme Court is denying this and that and the other. I don't look at the power of the Supreme Court. The Lord said that He was going to turn the tables. And that's exactly what He's going to do. In the next few days, the next month, God's going to show His hand. God's going to show His hand. And the beginning of a cleansing has begun. We'll see God's hand. I'm here to tell, thus saith the Lord, and what He spoke. Now, after them 30 days, I don't know what's liable to happen. But Donald Trump will be the president of the United States again. He will be put back in office. They'll betray Kamala Harris. They'll betray her, and she already sees it. And she'll turn on them because they've turned on her. A great chaos and a great storm. It's coming, says the Lord of hosts. God bless you is my prayer. Remember us. Remember my wife. Pray for the president. Pray for our country. Hallelujah. You know, God can do things that is totally impossible to man. He told Gideon that He wanted them to tell them that was fearful and afraid to go home. Well, there was a bunch of them went home that day before he had to go fight against the Persian army and the northern army up through the valley, across the mountains. Then he got there and the Lord told him, He said, there's still too many. take them down to the river. And the ones that lapse like a dog when they drink water, keep those and send the rest away. They went but 300 that day, and the Lord told Gideon, he said, Lord, why'd you do this? And he said, I've narrowed it down to an impossibility. There's no way that 300 could beat that army to where they looked over the top of the hills. And he said there were so many of the Persians, and so they looked like grasshoppers for the people that was there. And the Lord told Gideon, he said, I don't want them to think that they've done it on their own. That's what God's doing right now. I'm going to stand. This is not something I'm hoping is going to come to pass. This ain't something that I feel like, well, I've got nowhere else to do. I've got to stand now. No, this, I believe this. I believe it wholeheartedly. It's going to come to pass, just as the Lord has spoken. God bless you is my prayers.